This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Newly released documents give more details of the way that some members of the U.S. military treated their prisoners. The government released another 1,000 pages of Army documents. They describe internal investigations into the alleged abuse of detainees in Iraq and Afghanistan. This is the latest of several releases made at the order of a federal judge. The judge told the Pentagon to release them to groups that requested them under the Freedom of Information Act. NPR's Jackie Northam has been following this story, and she's in the studio now. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So what's in this latest batch of documents?
Well, Steve, this batch, like the many other documents that have been released over the past few months, contains some very graphic, some very disturbing allegations of abuse, of detainee abuse by U.S. forces, both in Iraq and Afghanistan. A lot of the documents are reports of investigations being carried out by the Army investigators themselves. There's one case where an Iraqi prisoner says that American forces beat him with a baseball bat and that they dislocated his arms and that they held an unloaded pistol and they put it into his mouth. There's another case where several soldiers in Afghanistan have allegedly carried out mock executions of detainees. And the investigation report says the soldiers took a group of prisoners who were hooded and bound and then they pointed weapons, pistols and rifles, at detainees' heads, at their backs. And then the soldiers took pictures of the whole thing. Now, Steve, this incident was really only uncovered during an office cleanup in July, and that's when a CD was found, and on the CD were these pictures of the mock execution. It seems that there were other photos taken of the incident, but those were intentionally destroyed, according to the investigation report, in order to avoid another scandal like what happened at Abu Ghraib.
Now, we're talking about internal investigations here, which became public over the objections, as I understand it, of the Pentagon. The American Civil Liberties Union wanted them. Physicians for Human Rights requested them as well under the Freedom of Information Act, and a judge had to intervene. Now, what does the military have to say about these documents now that they are public?
It has maintained all along that it takes every allegation of abuse seriously, and it will follow up any credible allegations of, you know, mistreatment towards any detainees that they have. You know, you talk to our Army officials and they say we are going after anyone accused of this because really this casts a dreadful light on the military as a whole. The Army spokespeople that I've talked to said that dozens, in fact hundreds of criminal investigations have been carried out, as well as some broader investigations to really find the root cause of this abuse, and that more than 100 soldiers or reservists have been either court-martialed or received some sort of judicial punishment in that. But when you look at these documents and the others that have been released, you see many cases where the investigation simply could not be proved or disproved, and so they really were never wrapped up.
Mm. Now, does this latest batch of documents, and I know there have been several, give us any better idea of what really happened here? For example, how far up the chain of command the abuse goes?
No, we still haven't got a sense of that yet. In this latest round, you're looking at cases that involve lower-ranking soldiers, you know, specialist privates, that type of thing, and some sergeants and staff sergeants, but nothing where you somebody has said, a commander told me to do this or a commander told me to do that to a detainee. So we really don't have a sense of that yet. At the same time, when you look at these documents, you don't also get a sense of whether this was condoned or encouraged, or, you know, whether a superior turned a blind eye. We just don't have that yet.
Are there more documents still to come?
Oh, definitely. There are more documents to come. The ACLU federal court order has ordered the Pentagon to hand over these documents. The ACLU says that well over 20,000 pages of documents have been handed over so far, but really that's less than half of what the government has been told to hand over. So there's a lot more coming. It takes a lot of time, the government says. The Pentagon has to black out any sort of critical information, classified information, so it's slow in coming, but it is coming out.
When you look at these documents, you actually see deletions. They're
You see a lot of deletions. In fact, some are just a full black page, so it's kind of interesting.
Okay. Jackie, thanks very much.